Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings will soon celebrate their sixth birthday. Seth Cook, co-owner of Wooden Legs, says they opened their doors right around American Craft Beer Week.
We opened officially in 2013. We opened right after graduation. We open right around the time of American Craft Beer Week, and that's one of our favorite times of the year. Let's talk about that a little. That shit's a celebration. That's put on by the Brewers Association. Not really put on by the Brewers Association. Maybe sponsored by the Brewers Association, is at least promoted.
Because it's really the individual brewers, whether they want to do something or not.
Right, and that's who puts it on, is a lot of the independent brewers in the United States. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of activities going around all over the U.S., and some in South Dakota, and even a couple more here in Brookings. So it's a good week to celebrate what this is. You know, craft beer has come a long ways, and the Brewers Association recognizes that, and they've been part of that journey. So what American Craft Beer Week is just a reason to get together. It's springtime, which is always a good time to drink beer. It's a reason to just kind of celebrate the journey that is craft beer, where we've come from and where it's, and hopefully maybe do a little bit of predicting about where it's going. So we, as a brewing company, thought it was incredibly fitting to celebrate our birthday around that time. And this will be the sixth year that we will have an American Craft Beer Week celebration, therefore our sixth birthday.
This year, American Craft Beer Week is May 13th through the 19th, and Wooden Legs will celebrate their birthday on the 17th. We'll have more details on that next week. Obviously, there's been huge changes in craft beer since Wooden Legs opened.
I think when we opened, we were the fourth or fifth brewery in the state, maybe, right around that mark, and I think there's 24 now. So, I mean, in 6 years, we've added over 20 breweries, probably. That's crazy. And then nationwide, it's blowing up. So it's fun to look back. You know, we knew we were going to be on the tip of the spear 6 years ago, and we were quite early to the game. I mean, maybe not early to the entire U.S., but definitely early to our region. Thankfully, it's been fun, but it's been a struggle. I mean, we've had a wonderful opportunity to introduce a lot of new people to beer, and that has been probably one of the greatest charges of our mission is to bring craft beer to our community that we love.
More when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
Happy anniversary,
Wooden Legs.
Got you on my mind.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped. Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings will mark their sixth anniversary with a celebration May 17th. We'll give you further details on that next week. In the meantime, co-owner Seth Cook says these 6 years went by in a flash. So when they began, did he ever imagine the diverse styles of beers now being brewed and easily available across the nation?
I didn't imagine the specifics, but I'm not surprised at all where it went. If you look at the brewing industry, every brewer that opened a bar or opened a brewery is because they were a home brewer with some good idea. And now we have 6,000 home brewers with good ideas.
And you know what homebrewers do? Let's put some of this in there.
Right. So we have 6,000 people with good ideas that are now, and that is just the evolution of it. I have the chance to go around. I've had a chance to travel more frequently than I have before, and I still pop into the brew pubs and just love what they're doing. It's amazing to see how this industry has grown up together, but yet in our own unique ways. If you look at the power of what craft beer is of these small breweries, if you looked at what this is as an industry, if you were to imagine all of these craft breweries as one company, think about the size and the impact, not just the community impact, but the financial impact of what this is. This is an industry that, if you drew a line on it, is so new and has grown so fast and has grown so organically, almost with, you know, we talk to each other, but there's no game plan that each brewery has to follow. But it has grown in such a cool way that you can get premium experiences at the smallest places across a huge geography. Like it's quite amazing when you look at it.
Seth says it's fun to take a look back at the last 6 years.
I guess what I wanted to tell our radio listeners and even those of you that tune in on the podcast, thank you very much for your time and your risk that you took on coming to support a local brewery with a couple of crazy home brewers with a couple of crazy ideas, that your 6 years of support and your continued support have allowed us to not only do fun things to present to our community, but we've been allowed to employ some really good staff members. We've been allowed to engage ourselves in some really cool community activities. And I would like to say that that was because we did it, but that would be foolish. It's because our customers allowed us to do such things. And as a sixth anniversary, thank you to those that have made that possible.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.